Welcome back to A Sip of Slim. I'm back and I'm better. So today's episode is going to be supporting black businesses. How do I start this? Because I go on and on for this with this because So 2020 has started out really rough. With losing Kobe Bryant to the coronavirus, and you know, this quarantine thing has gotten people bored and staying in the house, and people working from home. So a lot of people are starting businesses, and there's nothing wrong with that. Like, I really feel like there's nothing wrong with that. I'm proud of everybody that's starting their business, or you know, have already started their business and it's blooming, it's growing, and that's great. But black businesses, you know, we're booming now. Like, everybody's, you know, black people, we're starting businesses, and it's great, right? But here's my thing with the whole supporting black businesses. Black people, we need to work on communication. We need to work on customer service, because I've seen so many of my friends like tell me about a black business, and Y'all customer service is crazy. It's ridiculous. It's bad. And it's not where it's supposed to be. I get it. You know what I'm saying? I get it. Sometimes, you know, the customers, like I said, I believe in the customers is not always right. I feel like the customer is always, could be 50, it's a 50-50 chance the customer's right and the customer's wrong. But some of y'all customer service skills, it sucks. And I understand that sometimes, you know, you get booked full of emails and, you know, people blowing your phone up and you're busy, you're trying to live, you know, you got kids, I understand that. But what I don't understand is you guys cussing at your customers, or it's bad. So I don't know. I don't really know how to put this. It's just like, I feel like supporting black businesses have its pros and cons. Like, you can have dope stuff that you're selling or, you know, doing and stuff like that, but if your customer service is crazy and it's bad, you best believe nobody's going to support you. And as far as like the customers or people supporting black businesses, as far as your friends, supporting black business does not mean discount. That's why I want to go with this. Don't go to a black business because you're black and the person you're working with is black does not mean take your ass down there and try to get a discount. If you're not trying to pay full price, then you need to leave that person alone, because now you're messing with their livelihood. I have heard so many like horror stories, people trying to get discounts or half off, or oh, because I'm your friend and I'm supporting you, I should get this for free. Like, no, supporting black businesses is not about getting a discount, and that's where a lot of the disrespect that you guys are getting from black businesses come from, because you guys are trying to get discounts, you're not trying to pay the full price. That is not fair to the owner. And it's not fair to the rest of the people that are buying from that business. You guys gotta understand that. Like, that's frustrating. Like, you come to me trying to buy a shirt, and the shirt is $25, and you trying to get it for $15. Like, now you're degrading not only the brand, but you're degrading the owners itself. It's like, what the fuck? So it's just like, I don't know. Supporting black businesses, I'm all for it. Don't get me wrong, I love it. I love seeing people support black businesses. I love to support black businesses. But it has its pros and cons. Some of the customer service is whack. Some of the products is just ugh. But who am I? But yeah, I just wanted to get on here and just talk about that, because it's just like, now that we're in quarantine and there's really nothing else to do, and people are just starting businesses, which is great. it is kind of, it's kind of bad, man, because I'm, you know, I'm on Instagram a lot, and I see a lot of Instagram people, a lot of people use Instagram for their businesses, and I see a lot of comments on, you know, people pages about the customer service, or they never got their item, or the person didn't answer them back. It's just really bad, you know? And it's just like, if you're going to run a business, you got to also learn that running a business also means communication. Running a business also means patience, because people that you're going to be working with is impatient. So two impatient people, it's not going to work out. So you have to learn patience. You have to learn patience, because the customer that you're going to be working with is not patient. They want the item right then and there, and they don't know the process that you got to go through to ship that item. And that's what a lot of business owners fail at. It's just like patience. You have to have patience with a lot of these people, because even though they come at you sideways, does not mean you need to come at them sideways. Even though I know we're human and I know they be having y'all fucked up, does not mean, and it's not the proper way for you to go about a situation. Because the first thing that person is going to do is go to social media, put you out there, try to bash your business, and then boom, people are not going to shop with you no more. So that's a PSA to all business owners. Like, have patience, because you're gonna be dealing with people that just can't wait for you to get nasty with them, so they can go online, bash your business, say all this, and give you bad stars on Yelp, and it's a whole bunch of bullcrap. So I just want to give y'all that little piece of advice: have patience, because you really don't know who's praying on your downfall until you start going off at the mouth and going off on them and telling them, hey, yeah, this, that, and the third. Because the first thing they're going to do is screenshot it and send it, put it on Instagram, and there go your business. So that's one thing. It's just to have that going on. And I see so much of it, you know. I don't want to see nobody go down like that. I don't want to see my business go down because, first of all, they get mad because you don't give them a discount. Second of all, they get mad because, you know, you're not communicating with them, which is understandable. If you have a very booming business and your emails is packed full, I understand that. I mean, it gets like that when your business is booming. I mean, your emails be packed, you can't answer to everybody, but you're trying. I understand that. But if you just not answering them, and you know, you just starting out and you're not really answering nobody, that's where stuff goes down. So I just want to say to all my black businesses, you know, black business owners, do not sell yourself short for friends, family, anybody, because they'll come to you knowing that you are a business owner and they'll try to get discount prices. Do not sell yourself short. If your shirt is $45 and this person is trying to get it for $15, you need to let them know, hey, you're going to either pay full price or you're going to leave me alone. Don't do business with me, because I feel like as black people, we love to try to get discounts. I'm not going to lie, I like to have a discount too, but a lot of people don't understand the boundaries of a person that's running their business and that's the only income they have. From a person that's running a business that has billions and billions of dollars like Nike. You know what I'm saying? So, business owners, to all my business owners, do not sell yourself short for nobody. If your friend Marcy don't want to buy your shirt for $45, don't do business with her. Do not sell yourself short, okay? For all the customers that's buying from these black businesses, please stop going to business owners trying to think you're going to get a discount every time you shop with them because you're black. That is not fair. Not fair. Quit your shit. For real. Like, quit your shit. It has to stop. Really. Because it's not fair. What else I need to talk about on here? But as far as everything else, black businesses, I'm proud of. I'm seeing a lot of black businesses. A lot of things are going on. I'm glad quarantine has started me, you know, came into place, because now a lot of people are having no other choice but to wait. I'm tired. So don't have no other choice but to start and work on their dreams. So it's very great to see that. It's just, you know, oh my God. It's just, I could go on and on about this because it's just so much to it, you know, especially being a black business owner. Like, it's different when you're Asian, white, you know what I'm saying? But when you're a black business owner and you're in the black community, you know, us black people, we're like crabs in a bucket. We always trying to find a way to pull each other down. We need to be trying to push each other up. So, to all my business owners out there, do not sell yourself short because your relative trying to get something for $15 to try to get a discount, okay? And also, just work on your customer service. Work on communication. Work on, you know, get a business email strictly for your business. Do not use your email that you use on an everyday basis that you got Fashion Nova emails coming to everything else. Get an email strictly for your business. So when people want to contact you, it goes strictly to that business email and stuff like that, okay? What else I could say? Also, just watch what you do. Like, watch what you say to people. Just watch yourself. Be cautious of what you say to people because people are waiting for you to fall as a black business owner. Like I said, black people, we are like crabs in a bucket. We love to try to pull each other down instead of lifting each other up. So black business owners, making sure that you be cautious of what you say to these people because, like I said before, they are going to wait for you to say something out your mouth and they're going to screenshot it and they're going to bash your business. And then boom, now you're out of business and now you're out of money. So that's all I have to say, man. I don't know if I want to make a part two to this or not. If you guys want to hear more about the whole black business thing. But I just want to get on here because I've seen a lot of black businesses and I'm also seeing a lot of negative comments on people's pages about customer service and communication, and they done said this out the way and this out the way. So that's just my PSA to all my black businesses, man. I support all black businesses. I'm glad it's more of us now out here. And I'm glad quarantine kicked in and now a lot of you don't have no other choice but to start a business and really do what you gotta do. So yeah, I'll see you guys next episode. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I know I just rambled, but I just had to put that out there because I am also myself a black business owner. And I also know how complicated it is. And I know how nasty customers could be. And I also know how nasty business owners could be. So I just wanted to put that out there to the world so the world could know that being a black business owner does not mean getting discounts. And being a black business owner does not mean being nasty. Also, being a black person supporting a black business does not mean you're going to get a discount. So we're going to end the episode right here. I'll talk to you guys next episode. Make sure you guys go subscribe to my YouTube channel, which is called The Pimptress, PIMPSTRESS. And yeah, I'll see you guys next episode. Bye.